You're listening to LOL Radio on ACR FM, and it's time to chat to our second Melbourne International Comedy Festival guest of the evening. Let's find out who we've got on the end of the line. It's Dan Tiernan. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hello, thanks for having me. I wasn't sure when you said, we'll wait to find out who we've got on the line if I was meant to reveal myself. And he'll be like, it's me, Dan Tiernan.
He's very, very sneaky.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, and welcome to Australia.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is exciting. It's the first time I've ever spoke on a hotel telephone.
Oh.
I feel like an international businessman right now.
<That's> very important business.
Yeah.
Now, you are out as part of Melbourne International Comedy Festival in the show New Order, which is a show, like a lineup show of comics from all over the UK. And so... Welcome along to the festival. It's great to have you. We were chatting before to Rob Orton, who was part of New Order last year, and was saying how much fun it was.
Yeah, it's an amazing show. Yeah, it's I mean, compared to we're all used to doing the Edinburgh Fringe, and it's just mm-hmm. a far more intense festival. And
yes.
I did my first hour there just the one before, and it's just like. So full out, and to just come and just do 20 minutes and, it's a really, really great experience.
A bit more of an ease into it.
Sure, exactly, yeah. And you're sharing the bill, you know, and I'm really lucky to do it with Josh and Shelley, who are my mates. So, yeah, just a fun show. 20 minutes a day. Not a bad life.
Well, less intense than the full hour of Edinburgh. But you've got a couple of comedy award wins under your belt. The best newcomer in 2023, and
I didn't actually win.
Oh, what? Or was it only
pretend? Yeah, I got nominated for the best newcomer. Yeah.
I'll fire my researchers.
I was like, words. Everyone's like, oh, you heard Tiernan's just claiming he won it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but still, I won some other competition.
BBC New Comic of the Year, or
yeah,
right. There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I want to still, you know, I'm not. I don't always not win.
But shine the trophy on the mantelpiece.
Exactly. I brought it with me.
But I love. I've been watching some of your stuff up online, and to say you have very unique features, you do play on that. I love one of the opening lines on one of your spots I saw. Of describing yourself as not sure whether you're a grandson or a grandmother.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah, it works, yeah.
Because you are quite a young comic when you were starting out in the scene?
Yeah, I guess I was 20 when I started.
So yeah.
I feel old now.
What's it been like coming to Australia to start New Order?
Yeah, it's... really, really exciting. It's something I've always wanted to do, a bucket list thing. I came and did a working holiday in Australia. I lived in Melbourne for 6 months, and the festival was almost, I was there, and I was kind of really new and not very good at comedy and stuff. So
yeah.
It was kind of on my list, to hopefully, yeah, and to get brought over and stuff. And yeah, it's a bit too good to be true, to be honest. It's, yeah, it, I mean, I love doing big things and stuff, but often as a stand up, when things are going well, the things that you're getting offered because things are going well are often actually new, really stressful things.
Yeah, of course.
So it should be that you're enjoying it, but a lot of the time you're like, oh, I got this, brilliant. Oh, no.
Now this is going to ramp
up. It's one of those
though.
Things where it's just actually just a nice, good life experience. And yeah, really good. And obviously really cool to kind of get in with the festival and everything.
Because, yeah, we were a week in, but as you said, Josh and Celia, good friends to be on the bill with?
Yeah, absolutely. I was very happy.
Do you get to gig around with other comics much in the UK?
Yeah, the good, great thing about being a comedian in the UK is it's quite small. So
community, yes, yeah.
just go. You can basically get anywhere if you're prepared enough, if you like want it enough. Yeah, so, I mean, you still, you know, you've got your different scenes. And I started in Manchester and stuff, but so did Josh. So I've known Josh pretty much since I started comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Sally, I think, started in Birmingham and is now in London where I am. So, there's lots of different sort of scenes and stuff. And but like I say, in the UK, you can just kind of travel between them fairly easily.
Kind of dip in and out as you want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
And so what kind of drew you to comedy? Was it like a bucket list thing or something you had been working towards? Or
yeah, so I think sounds crazy, but I can basically I can't really remember a time where I didn't want to do it.
Yep.
Or as a kid, all I wanted to do was be an actor.
Yep.
Since I can remember. And then I just wanted to be a comedian, but you can't really do comedy when you're a kid, so I was doing, magic.
Yeah, yeah.
Magician for years as a kid, and a really bad one. Stopped magic because I was embarrassed and I wanted to be cool when I was 18. And then I spent a couple of years talking about how I wanted to be a comedian.
Yeah.
And then one day my mum was just like, there's a course she'd seen a course, so she was like, just do it and shut up about it.
Yeah, stop talking, just do it.
She didn't want me to be a comedian because she just felt like it was just, I think for a mum, you just you're putting yourself in such a situation,
yeah.
You get hurt,
yep.
You know, emotionally, and I have had tough nights over the years, and I was like, I spoke to my mum, and she's been like, this is why I didn't want you. I did the course and did my first gig there, and although I didn't think the course taught me too much, I got quite a lot of confidence from it, met other people who wanted to do it, and then did the first gig in a really safe, nice environment.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of the time with people starting, it's about just getting the first gig is its own
issue itself,
and making that a nice gig and making that a gig that's not going to put you off. It doesn't really actually matter how it goes, your first one stuff, it's just actually getting going.
And then,
so that's how I got started, and then just got completely absorbed by it, really, to be honest.
And so now it's, literally taking you to the other side of the world.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you've got to look, take a step back sometimes and be wow, that is mad.
But awesome fun. So you've been here doing the show for a week now?
Yeah, a week, three left.
And so folks can catch the show as part of New Order at the Town Hall. Have you been out to see many other shows yourself yet?
I saw Martin O'Barner last night.
Oh, okay.
The Cloakroom at 6:30.
Yep.
So good. Yeah, great awesome. Show. But I'm not, I need to get seeing more, to be honest.
It would be kind of hard to get over the jet lag of starting into the festival and preparing and getting your bearings and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, when you come from Edinburgh, doing Edinburgh for I've done it for 5 years, it's so much more intense. So I can't really use that excuse here. it's because I think what it is, there's so much to choose from, and then you've got so long in your head. You're like, I've got a month, but really.
The month disappears pretty damn quick. Yeah.
There's so much good stuff here, so there's loads I want to see, to be fair. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat tonight.
Thanks, Geoff. Appreciate it.
And if folks want to find more of your stuff, they can search for Dan Tin on YouTube and socials.
Yeah, Dan Tin, and you'll find me.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, and all the best for the rest of the run.
Thanks, Geoff. Really nice to speak to you.
You too, and enjoy the fest.
Thanks so much, mate.